Be encouraged and get ready for a life-changing experience from the Lord as we listen to the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. Prepare your heart for the word of the Lord. And now, a moment of inspiration with Dr. Ty Dixon.
And she hid herself 5 months saying, "Thus has the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me." Somebody can shout at that one. He looked on me to take away the reproach. I need somebody here to know that God is about to take away the reproach off your life. God is about to move in your life like never before. God has begun to shift some things like never before. What's the reproach? The reproach is when people wonder if God is on your side. What's taking away the reproach? When they say you are broken, you'll never have another dime, God is going to bless you. What's taking away the reproach? When you've been going through things in your body and God is going to heal you. What's taking away the reproach? He's going to fix your family life. I need somebody to be excited tonight because God is about to take away the reproach away from you. You see, you got to understand this. Please understand this. Elizabeth and Zechariah were faithful. They were living holy. Do I have some faithful, living holy people here tonight? They were faithful and they were living holy. And they stood for God regardless of what came their way. You see, they wouldn't say, if I never see a baby, it's going to be all right. I'm still going to go to the temple. I'm still going to serve him. I'm still going to do what's right because it's all right if I don't ever see it. And God saw that faithfulness for year in and year out. How many people here have been faithful for year in and year out? Year in and year out. Whether you saw it or not, you were faithful. Whether you felt it or not, you were faithful. Whether you believed it or not, you were faithful. Oh, is there anybody here faithful tonight? And God said, I'm going to remove the reproach. You see, all you have to do is keep pressing. You have to keep pressing and keep moving in God as he shows you how to move. Why? Because he's on your side and he's faithful and he cannot lie. He cannot lie. He absolutely cannot lie. Oh my God. So God, because he's God, he's God Almighty. Because he's never, ever can fail. Because he loves you unconditionally. He loves me unconditionally. Because he is a God who wants to be glorified. Whatever area in your life that the devil is trying to put a reproach there, God is going to remove it for you. Come on, somebody. God is going to remove that reproach. Why? Because you're faithful. Because you love him. Oh, I need somebody to believe it tonight. That God is going to remove the reproach. What's the reproach? Those things people talk about. Those things people don't understand in your life. Those things that they talk about, they won't say it in your face, but they'll say it behind your back. What's the reproach? What's the reproach? Those things people don't understand. Those things that people say, okay, she got one baby. Okay, we can deal with one. She got two. Oh, we can deal with two. She got three. Where's the baby daddy? You seen the baby daddy? Do both of those kids look like they got the same daddy? And there you are coming to church. And they're still saying, where's the baby daddy? And there you are saying, God is good to me. And they're still saying, where's the baby? And there you are saying, God, I'm just going to come to church. And they're still saying, where's the baby daddy? Where's the baby daddy? Y'all talking to me. Is anybody here with me? And then you say, well, God, and then God plants something on the inside of you. And they say, where's the baby daddy? And God say, I want you to preach for me. And they say, where's the baby daddy? And God say, I want you to teach for me. And they say, where's the baby daddy? And God said, I want you to sing for me. And they say, where's the baby daddy? I'm talking about some real life reproach. And God said, you're going to be able to, you're going to travel all over the world and you're going to tell people about Jesus. They say, where's the baby daddy? And then I can hear Jesus say, don't worry about that. I went through that myself. They want to know where my daddy was too. They said, isn't that the carpenter's son? What he's talking about, he had an encounter with God. Is that the same one that his mama ended up pregnant? Talking about the Holy Ghost. You know how people are. So Jesus said, don't worry about it. I've been there too. I know how they saw. I know how they talk. But I want you to know that next time somebody say, where's the baby daddy? Say, he's looking from heaven right now. And all he need me to do is ask him one time. One time. God will move the reproach. What's the reproach? You know the reproach when you decide that you want to go and get you one of those good jobs. And they run the background check and see, boop, boop, beep, beep, bop, 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 the alarm go off. Misdemeanor, felonies, marijuana, I'm going to get a good job. Have you seen your record yet? I'm going to get a good job. Did you see what was on your record? I'm talking about the reproach. I'm going to get a good job. Did you see his record yet? I'm going to get a good job. Did you see his? Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to go forth in the Lord. They've been divorced 3 times. Come on, we're talking about life. Look at somebody say, God is going to remove the reproach. So now we're looking at Elizabeth. Say, God has removed my reproach among men. In other words, Elizabeth said, God done shut their mouth up. And now we're looking at Mary. Let's go a little bit further down in Luke 1st chapter. 35 and 36. Now we got Elizabeth. She's 6 months pregnant. And she done got past a whole lot of stuff. She done got past it. So let's look at Mary, the mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God sent an angel Gabriel to Mary. In verse 35 it says, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Verse 36. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month with her, who was called barren. In other words, this angel said, Mary, I know there's something new for you. I know that it's hard to believe that the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you and you're going to get pregnant. But I want you to know that God has already worked a miracle in somebody else's life. And what he's done for Elizabeth, he's going to do it for you. I want you to know tonight, regardless of what your reproach is, God has already done it for somebody else. And if he could do it for one, he could do it for the other. I want you to know that God is moving in the land, and he's removing the reproach, and he's making ways out of no ways. God is making ways out of no ways. I need someone to hear me. God is making a way out of no way. God is making a way out of no way. Oh, you don't hear me yet. God is making a way out of no way just for you. If you continue in that chapter, Mary went on to visit Elizabeth. The power of God hit both of them. Why? Because they were experiencing something that no one else had experienced. If you dare step out on God and believe God to do the work that he's promised you he would do, he will connect you with somebody that has also heard the promise. And y'all can encourage each other. I can imagine Mary ran in that house and said, Elizabeth, let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what Gabriel told me. I can't believe this. I've never known a man told me I'm going to be pregnant. I'm going to be conceived by the Holy Ghost. And I'm sure Elizabeth told Mary, just sit down. Sit down. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. Let me tell you what God has done. And let me give you some wisdom as to what, how to make it through this process. Have you ever had someone come in your life and help you make it through the process? Making it through the, oh my God, making it through the process. Look at somebody and say, I thank God for you. Making it through the process. And so we find out that, and if you continue in this chapter, Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. 3 months. 3 months she talked with her. 3 months she heard more about God. 3 months she was encouraged. Her stomach started poking out after 3 months. Elizabeth was getting ready to give birth to John the Baptist after 3 months. Mary was like, well, let me go. I know I can handle it now. I know what it's like to be talked about. But I can look back at Elizabeth and know it's going to be okay. I know what it's like to be ridiculed, but I can look back at Elizabeth and know it's going to be okay. I want you to know that God wants you to know that it's going to be okay. That whatever you are going through in your process, it's going to be okay. That you're going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. All you have to do is carry long enough so you can birth it. Because what's going on? Elizabeth had to go through that thing first. As you do your historical facts, Elizabeth was the first one in the New Testament to be filled with the Holy Ghost. The first person in the New Testament who was filled with the Holy, oh my God. And Elizabeth had to birth forth what? John the Baptist, who was crying in the wilderness telling other folks about Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, she did. And she birthed forth John the Baptist. And the Bible says he was filled with the Holy Ghost before birth. Didn't know no wine, didn't cut his hair. He was just wild about Jesus. It's something on the inside of you that's going to tell somebody about Jesus. Your testimony is going to tell somebody about Jesus. See, you just halfway through the testimony, baby. You ain't got to the end of the testimony. But God, you see, you're halfway through the testimony. And you don't know, you say, well, man, if I don't make it through this, man, it's going to really look bad. If God don't move for me, it's going to really look bad. But I want you to know you're only halfway there. You're only halfway there. Elizabeth was at 6 months pregnant. She had 3 more months to go before she gave birth to that thing that was going to give God the glory. I want you to know in your trial or your test, it's only a few more months and you will be giving God the glory. You'll be able to tell somebody, oh my God. You'll be able to tell somebody about it. Look at somebody say, birth it. See, when I say you halfway to the through the test, you're at the part where they still wondering, where's the baby daddy? Halfway in the test. You're in the test, say, if you so holy, why are not all your bills paid? And halfway through the test. Say, well, if you got so much going on, why JEA call you every other month? Halfway through the test. If you had all that going on, you wouldn't have been smoking that reefer last night. Halfway through the test. If you had it all together, you wouldn't have all those charges against you. Halfway through the test. But I dare anybody to stand up and say, but God is still moving for me. Can I get 3 people to get up and say, God is still moving for me? He's moving. Oh, my God, he's moving. Birth it.
You've just been listening to the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. If you have enjoyed this powerful message and would like to learn more about this wonderful ministry, log on to her new website at www.tydixon.org. www.tydixon.org.